I wanted to express my thoughts concerning the reaction from our North Bay constituents, as well as the ongoing situation involving Mr. Rota and Mr. Trudeau. Firstly, sending Mr. Rota a letter and visiting Mr. Rota's North Bay office, which aimed to convey the perspective of a Polish-Canadian like myself, has failed to get any regard from Mr. Rota. Is that taking responsibility? It is evident that the current situation is regrettable, and I feel compelled to address the continued omission and footnote apology to the Polish community by our representatives. It is disconcerting that the direct conversation about the Ukrainian-Galician unit's atrocities, with a focus on Polish civilians and the purging of land of Poles, seems to be sidestepped to avoid drawing attention from the Ukrainian community. Facts are facts, and it is crucial that we acknowledge and discuss them openly. I've noticed that more sympathetic words are being directed towards the Hunka family than towards the Polish community. Regardless of nationality, a Nazi volunteer from a foreign nation must be unequivocally condemned. The local perspectives I've encountered from Nipissing University professors have left me baffled, as these individuals play a pivotal role in shaping the minds of our youth. Instead of questioning whether Hunka did anything wrong during his time with the SS unit, we should unequivocally recognize that he volunteered, and his family was aware of this fact. I'm grateful to hear that Mr. Rota has personally extended apologies to North Bay residents and Jewish friends, but it concerns me that a week has passed since my outreach, and I've yet to receive a response. My intention was not to call for his resignation, as it was his fall on the liberal sword that led to his resignation. Unlike Chrystia Freeland, who knowingly posed for photos with Banderites, Rota did not know Hunka was a Nazi. He does know who wrote the words he uttering inside the Commons. Why won't he tell us? I believe that an open and honest conversation about these matters is essential for our community and our country's unity and progress. I hope we can address these concerns and work together towards a resolution that respects the principles of truth, transparency, and accountability. I'd like to share my thoughts regarding Mr. Trudeau and his role as the leader of our country. It seems that the sentiment of the majority of Canadians, myself included, is that the time has come for a change in leadership. Many of us would greatly appreciate it if Mr. Trudeau could personally deliver a letter to his party leader with the following words: "The appropriate time for someone else to assume this challenge. Kindest regards, Camille Robleski, North Bay."